Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Just back from another day of hard work, doing another trial run of a podcast working with Terrence K. Williams. Those of you who know the conservative comedian, African-American comedian, Terrence K. Williams. I was with Terrence all morning putting together a podcast, seeing if the two of us are compatible, whether we do a great job together, whether we want to do a project together. We'll see. But we did a one-hour podcast. I don't get it. What does that music have to do with anything? It's my greatness. I thought that's the music you play when you graduate high school, usually. You're great for graduating high school. All right, so Terrence K. Williams and I did a podcast together, one-hour podcast. It'll be out there in the next couple of weeks, and we're trying to see as a trial run whether we want to do a project together. Pretty interesting. I'm suggesting the name Black and White. Black and White. Terrence is black. I'm white. We both have our own views, but pretty much the same views. We're on the same page, but we just come from different perspectives. Some of the big news stories in the news today, and again, I warned about this thousands and thousands of times over the years. I always said, once they let illegals in, there's nothing they won't give them. The right to vote, the right to collect welfare, the right to collect unemployment benefits, and California moves to give unemployment benefits to illegal immigrants as the border crisis grows. State Senator Maria Elena Durazo, California, lamented that illegal immigrants continue to be shut out from California's economic success. Democrat politicians in California have been considering a proposal that will grant illegal aliens residing in the state the ability to receive unemployment benefits at the perfect timing, as Title 42 ends just now, literally just last week, the end of last week, and we let the whole world in, and they should all know that if they don't have a job, we're going to pay them unemployment benefits. Insanity. Senator Maria Elena Durazo sponsored the bill. And she said that despite their work in industries such as agriculture, clothing, and construction, they can't collect unemployment benefits. Poor babies. SB 227, also known as the Safety Net for All Workers Act, will use state funds to give illegal aliens who claim to have no work $300 a week lasting up to 20 weeks. Weekly handouts and other government costs related to the legislation are expected to run $356 million a year for the state of California. Meanwhile, California has a budget deficit of $31.5 billion. And don't forget, they want to pay reparations of $800 billion to black people. Insanity. You know, this is what you're dealing with. California is a failed American state. Just crazy. And I spent yesterday's show talking a lot about the Durham report. Actually, you could just stop it right there, right? I spent yesterday's show talking a lot. I spent every show talking a lot. 3 hours a day talking a lot. That's what I do. That's how you fill 3 hours. You got to talk a lot. But I spent yesterday's show talking a lot about the Durham report, which I believe the key thing in it, there's many bad things in it for the Democrat Party and leading Democrats like Biden and Hillary, but I think the key thing in it is Obama. Obama is a criminal. Hillary told Obama she was going to use the Russian collusion scam against Trump. So Obama knew about it. He knew it was false, and he went along with it. He's an absolute criminal. Obama is a criminal. I've said this before. When Hillary had a problem because she was using a server in her house instead of a government server, and that's a crime, I always argued Obama knew about it because they constantly said in the news that Hillary sent emails to Obama all the time, as is, you know, he was president, she was secretary of state, she had to communicate with him all the time, and she sent them from her personal private server. And nobody put two and two together except me. Well, how did he get them? Did he get them on his government email account? No, because the government email account for the president of the United States will not accept private emails from a private personal server, which means he was getting them on his own personal server, which means he was committing a crime, and he knew the crime that she was committing. But that's still minor compared to all the other crimes I believe Obama's committed. Hillary was running around the world as Secretary of State, but also with a second hat on, representing the Clinton Foundation. And everywhere she went as Secretary of State, representing our government and you and me as taxpayers, she was also representing the Clinton Foundation and extorting money all over the world, including, what was it, like $120 million from the Russians in return for a large portion of America's uranium stock. She got that money from everyone. She was Obama's Secretary of State. You don't think he knew what she was doing? You don't think he knew she was extorting money? You don't think he got a piece of it? Why do you think the Clinton Foundation is located offshore? They were collecting illegal bribes, illegal campaign funds. They were stealing from the American taxpayer. And it's all offshore when nobody could check on it. And I believe a portion of the money went to Obama. He was the president. He winked and nodded. And whatever Hillary did, Hillary, you know what Hillary is? Hillary's an earner. Hillary's an earner, man. That's what the mafia used to call. Hey, that guy's an earner. Hillary was earning money through the Clinton Foundation for Barack Obama. She was doing the dirty work. There we go. Godfather. The Don, Obama, Obama, Hussein Obama is the Don. And Hillary is the starring as the earner. And Joe Biden is the earner. The two of them were gallivanting around the globe, extorting money from world leaders. And whatever money they got, what did Obama say, like a good godfather? I just want a piece. I want a piece. I got to always have a taste. And they gave him a taste. He got some of the money. The real big guy is Obama. Biden was a big guy, and Hillary's a big guy, too. She really is a big guy. But Michelle's really the big guy. Michelle's the big guy. She's packing. But hold on. And I don't mean a gun. All I could tell you is, and I'm just kidding around. I have no idea. I'm assuming Michelle's a woman. She just looks like a guy. But the end result is that Obama was getting a taste, a piece of all the extortion going on all around the world. And then separate from that is the IRS scandal ordered by Obama. And separate from that is the spying order by Obama. When you put the list together, he's the most corrupt president in the history of America. And he gets a total pass. No one even thinks he's done anything wrong. He's the greatest. He is so clean. Oh, Obama. But Harry Reid said that. He's a clean black man. That's Harry Reid's words, not mine. He's such a clean black man. So you're just dealing with a media that's so corrupt. They're the PR wing of the Democrat Party and also so biased and also so scared of ever being called racist that the media could never level a charge. They could never allow any charges against Obama because Obama was, gasp, drum roll, black. You can't say anything bad about Obama. He's black. By the way, he's half white and half black, so I don't know which half you're choosing that you're not allowed to say anything bad about, but as far as I'm concerned, corruption is corruption. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. And here's a new corruption in the Durham report. Foreign government planned to donate money to the Hillary for President campaign in exchange for protection once she became president. So, you know, this is all coming out. The FBI had a CHS connected to a foreign national insider of a third separate foreign government. This is John Herald reporting. He says this insider solicited CHS to set up a meeting, meaning Hillary, that must be Hillary, right? CHS? I don't know what that stands for. To set up a meeting with candidate Clinton because the insider wanted to propose something that CHS understood to be campaign. I guess it's just very clear to them. These are people that talk in words that the average person doesn't know, and I don't know. But what they're trying to say is that a country, a foreign government, wanted to donate money to Hillary's campaign in exchange for protection when she became president of the United States. It's that simple. A foreign insider contacted, the Clinton HS, that must be the State Department, and solicited the CHS to set up a meeting with Hillary Clinton. The foreign insider wanted to propose something understood to be a campaign contribution to Hillary. The donation would be made on behalf of a foreign government in exchange for protection of that foreign government when Hillary became president. So, you know, how many crimes were just committed just in that one paragraph? First of all, you can't give money from a foreign government for an American presidential campaign. And if you did, it can't be, you know, quid pro quo. You can't say in return for that, I'm not going to prosecute you. These are such criminals. Hillary knew that Donald Trump was not a Russian spy. Hillary knew that Donald Trump was not getting any help from Russia, and there was no Russian collusion. But she said it anyway, and she set him up. She tried to destroy his life and destroy his brand. All right, when we get back, more shocking news. I told you again and again on this show, I told you so. I've told you again and again that there was massive voter fraud in Arizona. People didn't vote for Katie Hobbs over Carrie Lake. That never happened. Katie Hobbs is a lie, a fraud. The election was won by Carrie Lake. And the key is signature verification. And when we get back, I'll explain. But you're just talking about such fraud. Such fraud. Three whistleblowers will testify. 130,000 ballots did not pass signature verification, but they were counted anyway. Far, far more than the margin of victory for Katie Hobbs over Carrie Lake. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products for patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at time in your life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back. Rev Rex is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Brand new sponsor. If you haven't been with me in the last couple of days, they just started last Thursday. Rev Rex is all about saving you from IRS audits. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents, and it's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, which stands for Revenue Reconciliation. RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, your banks, your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA accountant. They assist your CPA. Exclusively for my fans, special discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them War sent you. Go to RevRex.com, click book a demo, and in 10 minutes, you'll learn how RevRex will protect you. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. All right, so Gavin Newsom admits the California system is unsustainable. It's the first time we've actually got him on record to acknowledge that, and I think that's a good thing. It's just completely unsustainable. There's nothing going on in California that could be replicated around the country without destroying America and bankrupting America. California system does not work for most Californians. Newsom himself admits it is not sustainable or reliable way to run a state. It's a state run by liberal elites, for liberal elites, and that's it. And it's really scary. Newsom spends his time boasting about how high the state's gross domestic product is. But meanwhile, the taxes are through the roof, and the budget deficit is through the roof, and it's an unequal state where residents have to shoulder high cost of living and still see programs get cut because the state can't live up to its spending promises. If even one rich billionaire moves out of the state, they get all their taxes from a few that you can count on a couple of hands, rich billionaires. So pretty scary stuff. More on the Durham report. The FBI offered to pay Steele, as in Christopher Steele, the author of the infamous anti-Trump dossier, up to $1 million for evidence linking Donald Trump to Russia, and paid Steele's primary subsource hundreds of thousands of dollars, even after the source was unable to provide evidence for any of his claims. This is in John Durham's report. They offered $1 million for anti-Trump evidence. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be because the entire FBI was the tool of Obama and Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to be Obama's successor, and he wanted to do anything? Once again, Obama, I'm sure, was in the middle of it. He gave the orders. Speaking of Obama, here's Obama. He says, "I'm most worried about divided media. We have different realities." Former President Obama said this morning on CBS Mornings that the divided media was his biggest concern for the future of the United States. The host said, "Post-presidency, what about this country keeps you up at night?" And Obama said, "The thing I'm most worried about is the degree to which we've now had a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media." He says, "When I was coming up, you had three TV stations, and people were getting a similar sense of what's true and what isn't, what's real and what was not. Today, I'm concerned with the fact that because of the splintering of the media, we occupy different realities." Do you understand what he's saying? I want you to understand the significance of what he's saying. Obama's saying, when you were trapped with only three media, three, it meant you had to believe their lies, fraud, and propaganda, the level of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. You had no choice. All three said the same thing, and those are the only places you got your news from. So he loved that. But he'd like to end the fact that you now have Fox News, you've got Newsmax, you've got Mine, Real America's Voice TV, you've got Lindell TV. He'd like to eliminate all those because those are misleading. Those disagree with the government. That makes them misleading and false. That makes them evil. That makes them wrong automatically. If you disagree with the government, you're bad. And by the way, the Office of Naval Intelligence hosted an event on inclusive language for transgender, non-binary, and intersex. Does anybody know what intersex means? Does anyone know what non-binary means? It means you're a frog. This hour, you're a man, and next hour, you're a woman. This hour, you're straight. Next hour, you're a lesbian. Transgender. This is the most bizarre stuff in the history of mankind. Just bizarre. Just bizarre. I don't know what to say anymore. There's actually a lawsuit, $5 million. Some transgender guy, or gal, or it, is suing a yoga studio because they misgendered him in yoga class, and he's suing for $5 million. $5 million! I'm not going to say it right now because I get in a lot of trouble. I'm not saying a word. We'll be right back. Great guest coming up. You cannot go to mass!
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News update. Still no deal after another meeting at the White House to discuss raising the debt ceiling. After that meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said time is running out.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curve our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
He does believe a compromise can be reached by Friday. President Biden is cutting short an overseas trip to deal with the debt crisis. An intruder entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The unidentified person was able to get into the home undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man, who appeared to be drunk, to leave, and he did. Now's a bad time to buy a house. At least that's what a majority of Americans think. A new Gallup poll found that more than three-quarters of Americans think now is not a good time to purchase a house. Only 21% of respondents felt the time was right. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Roofers on Fire. I'm back, and I've got a great offer for you. Melaleuca is a famous company, and Great Patriot Store is in partnership with Melaleuca, and they sell all these amazing products. They are the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots and Christians, greatpatriotstore.com. And they've got this special enrollment promotion going on, and it's just $1, $1 between now and May 31st, $1 to enroll between now and May 31st, enroll, and you can literally beat inflation with all these hundreds of great household products you're already using and already buying at far lower prices and far better quality. And now they've got the beef. It applies to beef as well. They've got the highest quality beef anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. But like a Costco or Sam's Club, you must become a member. And now it's $1 to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you, make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. From now through the 31st of May, it's $1 to sign up. All right, so we've got Josh Manning with us today, Deputy Managing Editor, WesternJournal.com. He's with us every couple of weeks. Josh Manning, tell us about Western Journal. How are things going there?
Oh, Wayne, we're doing well. In fact, I'm doing particularly well. I'm back from a week off away from the news, so I've been inundated today trying to get updated. It looks like things are roughly as crazy as when I left before.
Never slows down.
It never slows down. Well, it's a dumpster fire. It takes a lot to put it out, and the country's been on fire for years now, I think it started honestly in 2000 with Florida. I think the Democrats lost their minds over that, but that was 22 years ago. And it has burned ever since then. It burned through Barack Obama, where he was going to fundamentally reshape America. He went on an apology tour, trashed America. No American president has ever done that, at home, let alone overseas. He did that. Then we had a brief breath of fresh air with Donald J. Trump. The deep state, the establishment saw him as a threat. They knew he was a threat. They have done more to destroy that man than, Wayne, more than anybody in history that I can think of. I can't think of anyone who has been hit harder save Hitler.
No. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
Well, fair enough.
Trump and Jesus, the two most attacked people in the history of the world.
If they could get Trump on a cross, they would crucify him. I mean, they despise the man. But anyway, yeah. So when that happens, and then we've elected a doddering old fool, that's a dumpster fire and it's hard to put out. And Trump had 4 years, but he was, he was tied up with litigation and with all of these investigations, two impeachments that were ridiculous, an election that was rigged, that was stolen by the elites. And
Josh, now we know Russian collusion was rigged. So, I mean, we knew that. You and I knew it, but I'm saying the average liberal didn't know it.
Yeah, so, so the country is on fire. This started out me just talking about being back from vacation, but the country is on fire. That is what's happening, and I think, Wayne, I mean, you talk with your listeners, you're in this every day like I am. When I talk to everyday people, what I see are people who have realized the elites hate me. The elites hate everyday Americans. And they have tried electing politicians for years to do something about it. The politicians all sold out. And that's why they love Donald J. Trump, because he didn't sell out. Was he perfect? No. Did he fight, like, whatever for them every single day? Yes, he absolutely did. And that is what's stunning to me, Wayne, is that other politicians in America – yeah, man, you talk about a class of people that is just craven. No other politician in America has stopped and thought – hey, if I do that same thing Trump did, if I fight like hell for these people, they're going to reward me the way they've rewarded Trump. But, Wayne, almost none of them are doing it. There are a couple who seem to have awakened to that. But there's almost nobody doing it because they're not interested in the American people. They're interested in feathering their desks. They're interested in the cesspool in D.C. Our friend Floyd Brown says – when you get to D.C., it's a cesspool –
But after a year or two, it starts feeling like a hot tub. They get that hot tub, and they just marinate in it, and they become rich and powerful, and they say, screw the rest of us. So, yeah, it's on fire.
All right, let's talk about some big news stories that are out there. First of all, one that's not on your list is that James O'Keefe came out with a new undercover video this morning, and it interviewed a Fox News employee who said that Tucker Carlson's firing was part of the Dominion settlement. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. That's interesting. Dominion, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. Dominion themselves have come out and said, or one of their attorneys has come out and said, look, this was not part of the deal. We're not a part of this, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, Wayne, I'm interested to hear what you think about this. I think it was probably death by a thousand cuts, or death by three or four cuts. I think the texts about the bosses, I think the talk about elites on the air, I think the Dominion stuff, and I think the part that we all loved about him was that he was uncontrollable. And I think those four things probably ended up resulting in the Murdoch saying, well, we've had it. We're the boss here. And basically tying him. And you know what? Our readers, I appreciate what Fox has done over the years. Our readers are extremely skeptical of Fox News, and I am too. And boy, oh boy, if they keep Tucker bound up through the 2024 election, he is one of the clearest spokespeople for conservative populism in the country. He's probably the most articulate. If they keep him bound up and silent through 2024, they will have helped hand the election to the Democrat Party, and no viewer of Fox News should ever forget that.
All right. Other stories. This one is interesting to me because I heard about it and I never read the actual details, so I want to get it from you. Trump's team claimed that Trump used a secret weapon during the CNN town hall commercial break. I saw the headline, but I never read the story at your site. What's the secret weapon?
So I've never heard of this being done in the middle of a town hall or a debate. I don't know how they pulled it off. But Trump's team was reportedly able to feed him tweets in real time of what viewers thought of the town hall meeting. So he was able to see what was resonating with viewers, what they were saying about him, what they were saying about his message, what they were saying about the moderator, Caitlin Collins, what they were saying about her performance. And he was able to use that to modulate what he said, how he attacked issues, and how he attacked her at times. And Wayne, maybe you've heard of this. I've never heard of them doing this in the middle of a town hall.
No, not in real time like that. No,
normally,
right.
What we hear is that the Democrat candidate or the moderate, somebody had access to the questions before the Republican did. That's normally what we hear. That's
right.
The secret weapon the Dems use. But in this case, he was actually able to get real-time feedback, and I've never heard of that happening before. And I think it's encouraging. I think it's encouraging for 2024. I think it demonstrates a simple but firm mastery of tech and new communication methods. Joe Biden's never done that. Joe Biden couldn't get his web address right during the debates. Visit JoeBiden2020.com. Whereas Trump is unbelievably adept with social and unbelievably adept at manipulating media, it's an encouraging thing to see. It's simple, but it's encouraging to me to see him just handling these people so easily.
Well, let's see if they can apply it to voting day, because that's what we need, is we need high-tech ways to win the vote on voting day and not allow them to steal elections and not allow them to use fake ballots and dead people, et cetera, et cetera.
We have got to turn out, and we have got to file lawsuits, and we cannot. I mean, you and I have talked about this I don't know how many times on the air and off. We cannot let this happen again. We can't let it happen again. When they jam, I was reading a piece today. I can't remember who wrote it, but when they jam so many of the ballot counters in Maricopa County, a county that decides elections, they jam them on election day with ballots that don't fit, ballots that are sized wrong. And they do it on a level that people who are observing it said, I don't know how this could be anything but intentional. When they do that, we cannot take it lying down. And I know you've been saying this to your audience. I'm just echoing you.
You know
we
who
cannot
take it,
let this keep happening.
You know who could take it lying down?
Who?
Kamala Harris. She takes everything laying down.
Oh, my. I would love to hear.
Moving on. I see you've got a lot of showbiz tidbits to talk to us about. The next host to take over Tucker's primetime spot, just temporarily, they're all kind of trying out, is who, as the audience has cut dramatically. Who is the next host?
Wait, I hate to say this, but your audience is going to have to check Western because I haven't gotten that story yet. I've been on vacation. I'm getting up to speed, and I messed up on that. Wayne's audience, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't have it.
Well, you'll catch up on it right away. It's an ad break right now. You'll catch up on it right now and let me know who's filling in for Tucker. What, by the way, let me say this nicely. What person that does not have any of Tucker's intelligence or talent or charisma is filling in for Tucker next week and will never get any ratings at all? Who's the next victim? We'll find out when we get back. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Josh Manning is with me, my guest, deputy managing editor at WesternJournal.com with today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. He knows about all of them, except, who's the next host to take over Tucker's spot? He'll find out during the break and let us know. We'll be right back.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attention, small.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne on the roof. Root is on fire. Z-Stack and Z-Shield's on fire. If you want to be healthy, they're on fire. Z-Stack and Z-Shield were developed by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko to protect your health. He worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up till the end of his death. He died of cancer, lung cancer, last year. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and develop Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger inside us, and those include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for the Wayne Root fans out there. ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR. All right, so we're back with Josh Manny, who's based in Phoenix, Arizona, in Maricopa County. Is that correct, Josh? You're from Maricopa County, right? And so you like this. I see a new bombshell is out there on the Internet that Carrie Lake's lawyers have found, the big smoking gun. They found that Maricopa County knew in advance of the election that 260 of the 446 voting tabulators failed testing before the election. 58% failed before the election, and they knew it, and they admitted it in writing. They submitted a declaration by the elections director revealing that after the October 11th certification for accuracy, they realized they couldn't configure the vote center tabulators to not accept provisional or early ballots. They knew it, and they let it move forward, and she wound up losing the election. Incredible news.
I don't think it was – yeah, it's massive news. I don't think that was the only thing either, though. We were talking about this a little bit before the break. It would have been impossible. Government is unbelievably inept, so we can't ever totally rule that out. But it is impossible to imagine that these people had ballots that were an inch or two too large. They had them before Election Day, and they didn't test them on these ballot counters and see that they were going to jam everything up. I just can't believe
it was all purposeful. You know it was
that.
Purposeful. You know it.
What government is that inept? Even the DMV could work it better than that.
Yeah.
So
You know, Carrie Lake, and I know Carrie. I absolutely adore her. She is, you know, what you see is what you get with her. She may end up being the biggest help to conservatism, American patriotism, taking America back to where it needs to be. She may end up doing more for that than any person not elected to national office in decades.
Well, and she may be Trump's VP. That may be what she winds up being. But let me ask you a question, because this is just a common sense question that I just thought of right now. So if the tabulators didn't work, the vote tabulators, because the paper was too big, it didn't fit, and they knew that and they let it go forward, there's still something completely unexplained, which shows you it's all fraud. They worked for the 3 weeks leading up to the election when Democrats were voting in early voting. There was no problem there. You don't use tabulators only on election day, do you? So they had no problem for 3 weeks. So then why didn't they work? Why did they work okay on the 3 weeks when Democrats were early voting, but they didn't work on election day when only Republicans vote?
Well, let's ask a similar question. Where are the if that's true, where are the ballots? Where did these extra 1 and 2 inch ballots come from? Why did they only show up on election day? Why did show up on?
Everything was fine for the 3 weeks Democrats voted, right? Early voting, it was fine.
It's the same. I feel like it's the same thing we saw in. It's a version of what we saw in 2020, where Republicans show up to vote on the day. And if it gets bad enough, well, it's the same thing. Like Fox called Arizona too early. You know, Republicans will just stay home. What's the point of going to vote if it's a landslide? And what we saw, I mean, I live here. We saw the lines, Wayne. These lines were like around the block multiple times. It's unbelievable how long they were. And there's some very decent Republicans who are going about their business, trying to get home to their families to cook dinner. And they saw those lines and probably thought, no, I'm not doing it. And there's no telling how many there were. What this has effectively done is, thanks to the COVID excuse, it has opened up electioneering for weeks and weeks and weeks ahead and after Election Day. Democrats tend to vote like that. It has opened the door for rife fraud on that side, and it has they've effectively closed the window where Republicans can vote. They've done it by jamming up machines. They've done it through Fox calling Arizona early. They have opened the window for Democrats, and the window for Republicans is closed. At some point, Republicans, conservatives are going to have enough, and it'll make January 6th look like nothing.
Yeah, well, we hope it never gets there. God helps America.
Yeah.
God help America. And by the way, the biggest rumor on the Internet turned out not to be true. It's a very sad day. George Soros is not dead. He's alive. All over the Internet, George Soros was supposed to be dead. Well, he's very much alive and well today, I'm sorry to say. I never wish bad on anybody, but that's one evil, evil, evil man. Terrible. All right, Josh Manning, Deputy Managing Editor at WesternJournal.com. He was here to talk about the big topics at WesternJournal.com, and you don't need to listen to Josh or me pontificate on him. You could just go to WesternJournal.com and see all the headlines, see all the provocative stories. WesternJournal.com. Thanks for coming on, Josh.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.